Right, good morning. Welcome. Summer is on the way. Short sleeves. We're naming it and claiming it after yesterday. I don't know what it's doing out there at the moment, but by the time you get home, the sun will be shining, okay? You don't sound like you believe me. Well, we took up an offering last weekend and you gave amazingly, so thank you. And you also released a miracle of God, which I'll tell you a little bit about. But I was actually planning on teaching something else. And normally I'm pretty focused on where I'm going, but I think it was Friday morning. I was literally just out and I felt the Lord just change what I was to speak about. And it was sometimes, I don't know if you've ever had this, sometimes it's like the Holy Spirit is dictating. So I was out walking, I'm just quickly talking into my voice recorder. And so this is a teaching moment, but I'm also going to talk a little bit about the offering and stuff like that. When we started this journey, some of you would have been around here 5, 6 years ago. You'll remember I said the Lord had said three things: presence, money, and salvation. Yeah, anyone remember that? Has anyone been here more, you know, that time? And I keep saying that we were to go after his presence, we were to get our money right, and he would bring people in to give their lives to him. We were to preach the gospel, to call people every single week to faith, and they would. Men and women would find relationship with you. And we're now in an amazing place where there's 500 plus new Christians around this place in all the different services, which is, yeah, I mean, that is amazing. So we are teaching many of the basics of faith. And this, you know, if you want this week, Jesus says where your treasure is, that's where your heart is in Matthew 6. And I know our hearts are for the Lord and we're loving the Lord. We've just been in worship with him. And I saw it last weekend as we all gave and worshiped and saw the production and all of that. But in the week, I was talking with Joel, my son, and we were talking about the offering. And he was saying to me, I want to give more, but things are so tight. Yeah, he said, you know, and Joel and Chris, who was leading worship, they've both bought a house together and they've been doing it up. They are blessed, okay? They own their own house. God is good. And if you own your own house, God is good. You are a blessed person. But, you know, we were just talking in the kitchen and Joel saying, you know, in the last 6 months, my mortgage has doubled in price. Council tax has just gone up again. He said the utilities, things like electric and gas, they're just crazy. He said, you know, we're tithing our 10% every month because we love Jesus. He says, we're not being stupid with our money. We're being really careful with our money, but there's nothing left. Does anyone else feel like that sometimes? Yeah? Okay, if you feel like, you know, often there's more month left at the end of the money, okay, just stand up. Go on, just stand. It's okay. Just stand up. There you go. I'm just going to pray. Lord, I thank you that the gospel is good news to the poor. And if we're feeling poor, if we're feeling that things are tight, the good news is that you have come to bring change and that your hand is with us and you want us to prosper. So, Lord, I pray that you would teach us, each one of us, how to walk in your ways under the hand of your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a seat. So, what is the problem? And as I was talking to Joel, I said that the problem is you are living and giving out of what you have, not what Jesus wants you to step into. Okay, so the Holy Spirit wants to teach us about money. Now, many of you know this principle and live by it, but if you don't, okay, this will help you this morning. So find 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and we're going to go from verse 6 in your Bibles. Okay, we're going to stand again. This is the Word of God. There's, you know, every verse in this book is powerful. Okay, and it unlocks the keys of the kingdom of God. So here we go. This is 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, might have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he is dispersed abroad. He is given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed that you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but is also abounding through many thanksgivings to God, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men, and that by their prayer for you, who long for you because of your exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Amen. Take a seat. So, you can only reap what you sow. About a month ago, I looked at my lawn and I bought a big sack of grass seed because it was in need of some care. There were whole bits that had died because of leaves and stuff. So, I'm not a gardener. I know nothing about gardening. Don't even care about gardening. I just want my lawn to look nice. So I get this big sack of grass seed, and it said on the internet, indestructible. That's what I wanted. So I don't know how to sow seed, so I went to the only place I know that talks about sowing seed, the Bible. And the Bible says, sow seed liberally. You know, just throw it everywhere. Generous. Be generous with the seed. And it doesn't matter where it falls. Don't worry. Just throw the seed out. So I've got this big sack of grass seed and I'm throwing it out and I'm throwing it all. It's all over the place. And the truth is, the only people that were grateful for what I did were the pigeons. The pigeons like swooped down on my lawn. Okay, and they're eating. I have the fattest pigeons in the street. These pigeons, this is not a word of a lie, these pigeons are so fat they can hardly fly now. And when they do fly, they just make it to the tree over my car, okay? And they have been gifting me with little presents all for the last month, all over my car, okay? And it's like they're stealing my seed. And so every time I see the pigeons in the garden, this is true. This is what's happening in my household. If you want to know, what does Steve do all week? I'm banging on the window. Get off my seed, you pigeons. It's mine. It's not yours. Clear off. And they fly away, all scared, just over my car. And anyway, yesterday, I'm out in the garden and I'm just looking around and, I'm just tidying things up. The grass is growing. Where I've seeded, there's all this new grass coming out. I won. Steve Barber 1, pigeon 0. You see, when you sow, you get a harvest. Now, you might feel like everything, you know, it's being stolen from you. And I was having to ward off the pigeons, and if I could have, I'd have been a stick scarecrow out there. You know, but when you sow, you get a harvest. You see, farmers always sow. They sow from the last harvest, but with this in mind, they plan for what they'll sow from the next harvest. Okay, because the farmer wants to increase his crop. So he purposes in his heart. This is what Paul is talking about. He makes a plan for what he's going to sow next. He's not grudging, and it's not out of necessity. This is what farmers do. And Paul says, God is able to make all grace abound to us. The farmer knows the harvest will come. The issue is, what kind of harvest is it going to be? But he knows they're gonna get a harvest. And the more you sow, the more you can reap. You can't sow more than the faith you have received from God. Okay, so faith comes from the Lord. So we sow what he tells us. But what we're learning is that if you sow a little, you reap a little. But when you learn to sow more, you will reap more. And so our faith starts to grow as we learn to listen to the Holy Spirit and what he's telling us to do. So the farmer sows from the crop past, but he's planning to sow what is coming in the future. And what Paul is saying, this is how we should view money. God has already provided. And we sow from what he's provided, but also what he's going to provide. So we give of both. So one of the things Juliet and I have done is we've always tried to structure our life so if the Lord chooses to bless us, he can. So we're in a place where we make space for a miracle. And it was great. At the end of the last service, some of the youngsters came up and they gave me the card. I haven't read what was in the card. But last Sunday, they did a house party. And everyone went. And I don't quite know the mechanics of it, but they were raising money for the offering. And they said, here's £500. This is what we've raised. And absolutely amazing. I said, well, how many of you? They said, oh, there was about 70. And I said, in a B&B. So they rented a B&B. This is why I don't have a B&B, right? 70 of them descended on it. I don't know what they were doing in the B&B to raise £500. But it was just that we wanna sow into what God is doing. Another one of the girls came up to me last Sunday morning. She said, this is a strange thing. I said, all right, tell me a strange thing. She said, God told me to get an envelope and put £20 in it. And I said, oh, that's amazing. And she said, I left it in my bag. And then I opened it 2 weeks later and there was £200 in it. How cool is that? She said, what should I do with it? I said, give it to me. No, I said, I didn't. I said, well, you need to go and ask the Lord. She did. It's true. She asked me what to do with it. What a stupid question. I'm always going to know what to do with it. So Joel is talking to me about our giving. So what I did was I explained what we were doing. You see, we give out of what we have and we give out of what God is going to do, planning. Because we know that God is going to make all grace abound and that we live in an abundance. So out of the abundance, we can give. So we're giving not from what we have, but from what we will have. And the Bible calls this faith. Because as we give, we see a miracle. That's how it works. Are we all right? This is how it works. And as I say, And look, I've been a pastor all my life, since my 20s. You know, I'm not on mega salaries. You know, I can't just go and get another job. You know, I mean, I have the best job in the world. I have a very good retirement plan, heaven. Okay, but you know, I've just always done this since my 20s. But what we've done is we've always sown and reap. And as we've had a life of sowing and reaping, abundance has come to us. And we've done a lot of this through property, through buying and selling and doing up properties and going on to the next one and going on to the next one. And I don't know what one we're on now. You know, but just moving. And as we have done that, God has blessed. And so we have chosen to live in the miracle of God's provision, as many of you have. We always sow so that if God chooses, he can do a miracle. We're making space for a miracle. And so we've learned to give out of what we have, not out of what we have, but what will be. Now, you might say, well, Steve, does that mean you never worry about money? Of course not. You know, you ask the kids when they were growing up, turn the lights off. We can't afford it. The bills are coming in. You know, save. No, but we've always, wherever we found ourselves, made room for God to do a miracle. So let me get really practical of what we did. And I'm doing this because I'm talking about this because Joel was just asking me questions. He was going, how on earth do you do this? And so we have a house that we've refurbished. And when we sell it, it will pay off our mortgage. That's the plan, okay? But we also want to give into the building. So what we do is we give what we have now, but we also pledge what is going to come in. The problem with that is that will leave us short, okay? Because then we won't have enough to pay the mortgage off. But what we're doing is we're creating a space so the Lord can do both. Because as we give, he will not only pay the mortgage off, but he enables us to give. So we get to sow and reap. Does this make sense? This is just how we've always lived our life. And see, loads of you are just starting out. So Joel and Chris, I do remember his name. As I was talking, I was saying, so you've got to learn to purpose your giving. There needs to be a plan. And what Joel and Chris need to do is not feel poor. Because they're not. You've got a house with capital. You are not poor. The trouble is the money isn't here. You're used to a bit money. Now you're used, you know, people are used to, well, you're not used to money being in here. I am. But you're used to money, you know, you just pay for it with your phone and it suddenly appears. Okay? But as you start to sow and reap, your money is in lots of different places. So you are not poor. God is blessing you, but you are going on a journey with him of learning to understand money. Does this make sense? It's just at the end of the month, some of you go, how are we going to do this? But it doesn't matter how much money you have, you'll still feel that way. But if you feel like you're poor, but you're not, you're blessed. So they have a house with capital. Chris is getting married at the end of the year, so he's definitely going to need more money, right? So he's got to keep a wife now. So they're going to have to restructure their finances. And you plan your giving into the restructuring. That's what we've always done. And you will experience the Lord move you from a feeling of lack into an understanding of abundance. You see, if you feel poor, you cannot give generously. But if you know you're living in abundance, you can give cheerfully. This is what Paul is saying. It's all how we think about money. So if you don't sow, you can't reap. We sow in faith. Lord, how much do you want me to sow? So our thinking starts to change about money. He's growing us up. So we move from I don't have enough to being enriched in everything. so that we become people who live in God's bounty. So, last weekend, we took up an offering, and you sowed, and I want to thank you. And you gave incredibly and sacrificially. And you gave, I think last Sunday, it was about 150,000 that came in, which is absolutely amazing. And the blessing of the Lord is upon you. So as you've given, the Lord will bless you. Okay? But as a father and a pastor, I'm now teaching my sons, because Chris is adopted, to prepare for the next stage, to plan a life of sowing and reaping. And that's what I want for all of you, so that they learn to move from a feeling of lack into the miracle of abundance. Because they're learning to make space for God to bless and do a miracle if he so chooses. Okay, so now let me talk to you about the miracle. Okay, so as you gave from the overflow of your hearts, God had already multiplied it. Okay, so what I want you to do, just hold your chairs, all right? Just hold them like this, all right? Got it? Got them? Okay, so as you gave in your thanksgiving for everything the Lord is doing, somebody wrote a check for £750,000. And that was already in the bank. Yeah. You see, as we sow, the miracles start happening. Okay? God is not broke. Okay, and he wants to teach us about finance and money and how to handle our finances and how to understand the provision of heaven. That means we pretty much, and there's more coming in all the time, got our 1 million towards the 4 million we need to raise. That's amazing. God knows what he's doing, all right? Now, this that's just happening, what is that? That's thanksgiving to God. That's what Paul was talking about. That when we give, and when God performs the miracle, thanksgiving arises in us and faith. You know, £4 million is an eye-watering amount of money. Okay, but it isn't for heaven. It's just for us. But what he's teaching us is, I can do this. And I want each one of you to walk in this and learn how to do this. And the great thing about this church is it's full of young people. You're all just starting out. And if you will learn to sow and reap, you see, most people give out of what they can afford. When we determine to start to give out of what we can't afford, we see the miracle. And that's what the Lord is teaching. And so I want Joel and Chris as my sons to learn to move from I don't have enough into a life of everything I need that brings thanks and glory to God. I want to learn them to learn to walk in that as God has taught me over the last years. So what am I saying to you? Thank you, church, for your amazing generosity. Now you're experiencing the miracle. Now, as people, we learn to live in this exceeding grace of God in you and in me. And he, the Holy Spirit, is taking us into his classroom. So last weekend was step one. You wait for the miracles to start breaking out in your lives in the next few weeks financially. But as they do, we start to purpose, oh, now I get it. Because we're on a journey that God is teaching us. I'm done. Are we all right? Why don't you stand up? I want to pray for you all, and then I want to give an opportunity for people to give their lives to Jesus. Firstly, I want to pray, Lord, thank you for the incredible generosity of the people in this church. Thank you for their hearts. Thank you that they love you. And I know they gave generously. And I thank you for that. And Lord, I pray you would release the miracles in their life. But Lord, I also now pray that you would teach us how to walk in abundance. That Lord, you would show us and develop a life of sowing and reaping. And that we would understand the harvest always comes. But we need to make space for the miracle. And so, Lord, we say to you this morning, as we learn to sow and reap, we will believe in you, but would you teach us every single time to make space for the miracle in our lives, in our families' lives, in our workplaces, wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we thank you of the abundant resource of heaven that we've seen demonstrated this last week. And Lord, we can't wait to see what you're going to do next. Amen.